tonight's speakers, which is Angie.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, my name's Angie. I'm an addict. My name's Angie. I'm an addict. And I'm fucking shitting myself right now. You're not meant to swear, are you? God, I hate doing chairs. So I'm really absolutely terrified. I use drugs. And I used them hard. And they took everything I had. Until I was beaten and I come in the doors of NA, you know. I was a drug addict for 23 years and I never ever thought that I could have a life without using drugs. I never knew it was possible, so I never tried. This is my first time in recovery. And I guess I've come from a place that was so messy that I kind of threw myself into this recovery because I don't ever want to go back, you know. God, I'm really shaking. Oh, fuck. I didn't believe I was a drug addict until I became a heroin addict, you know. I didn't think that all the years of heavy using made me a drug addict because I didn't get ill, you know. I thought that once you suffered physical withdrawals, that's what made you an addict, you know. And it wasn't until I got clean and I came into NA that I learned that being an addict wasn't just about taking drugs. It was about how I feel inside me, how I feel right now, so consumed by myself and overwhelmed with fear and by my inability to live life, you know. But I think the reason I saw myself as a drug addict when I picked up heroin was because I had severe consequences then, you know. Till then, I kind of managed to be a drug addict, to be a mum, to work, to be a school fucking governor, yeah. To do normal things and present a normal face. But once I picked up heroin and once I stuck a needle in me, my world fell apart. From the day I first stuck a needle in me, I never stopped injecting till the day I walked into detox, you know. And within a month of putting that needle in me, my daughter was taken from me, you know. And I was so consumed by myself that I wasn't concerned. I didn't cry for the little girl that was being taken out my arms crying for her mum. I was indignant. I was affronted. What a liberty, because I was being arrested, put in the cells, charged with child abuse. And I was going to have to spend the night clucking. And what about me? Poor me, you know. And that's where my addiction took me. Didn't matter how much I loved or cared for someone, I was so concerned and consumed by myself, you know, that I couldn't put anything else in front of my drug use. Within 6 months of putting that needle in me, I'd lost my crack house, you know, it'd been taken from me. And I ended up living on the streets, in a bin shed, working on the streets, eating out the bins. Just, I ended up in the gutter. And once all responsibility had been taken from me, I was actually good. I was sweet with that. Because all I had to worry about then was get my drugs, take my drugs, get them in me somehow, you know. That was my biggest concern, was how do I get this hit inside me, you know. And I lived like that for many years. And they say you can reach rock bottoms when you come into recovery. And I'd certainly reached a physical rock bottom during those years. And a spiritual rock bottom for me, I kind of see you know, this hole in the soul that they speak about, this black emptiness inside, you know. And I kind of picture it as this hole inside me that when I use drugs, it kind of filled it up, you know. But what it did was every time I used drugs, it chipped away at the bottom until that hole became like a gaping cavern inside me. And then when I used drugs, it just dropped straight through. There was no filling it up anymore. There was no relief from it, you know. And, yeah, it was a very dark, frightening place to be in, you know. And I was reading in Who is an Addict, and one of the things it says was about lost the ability to become human. Living became like a mere animal, you know. And that was how I came in the doors of NA. I wasn't human anymore. I was just an animal. I just struggled to exist. I lived on just basic instinct of survival, you know. And it was brutal. It was ruthless, you know. But, yeah, I didn't kind of see that there was anything wrong with me, though, you know. I really believed all I had to do was stop using drugs and life would be great. It was a big shock when I got clean, you know. But I walked into the rooms of NA, and I guess I'm really blessed because the first day I walked into an NA meeting, I knew I'd come home. I knew I was in the right place, and I knew this was where I belonged. What it took me a bit longer was to see how could an addict like me get clean, you know, because I'd separated myself, you know. I kind of thought I'd reached a point where you couldn't come back from, you know. But I was willing, and I threw myself into this recovery. I threw myself into this fellowship. I kind of felt like I'd been given an opportunity. I'd been given a chance. And, yeah, so I encompassed this program and I worked hard at it. I started doing service. I got a sponsor. I started working the steps. And I guess for me, the first few months was kind of about finding myself, you know, and starting to feel again. But what happened for me was that I came from a really dysfunctional past, and what hadn't been real in my past became real in my recovery. And I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to get through it, you know. I started reliving traumas, and I felt very isolated and in a lot of pain. So this program that I fell in love with, I started to reject. I pushed away and I isolated, and I decided that I could do it my way, and I didn't need NA anymore. And a week later, I went and met a dealer, and I'd reached that painful place. But I have a higher power in my life, because I walked away from that dealer that night without scoring. And that in itself is a miracle, you know. And so what happened to me was, it scared me how close I came to going back, to throwing away this opportunity I've been given. And I threw myself back into this program. And then I didn't pick and choose which bits I wanted to do anymore. I just took the whole program as it was, and I realised this is a really simple program. When I just work it as it is, it's fucking amazing. It really is, you know. And while none of the external things around me change, that gaping cavern inside me, that hole in the soul, started to heal. And I started to repair from the past, to stop damaging myself, to start loving myself. And through loving myself, I learned to love others. And do you know what? Life is beautiful. This program is beautiful, you know. I've got so much gratitude for not just the life I'm given today, the fact that I have a life today, you know. Do you know, it isn't easy. It really isn't easy. And this last year has been really difficult and really challenging. But what I've learned is when I don't know how to be, when I don't know how to feel, I just come to a meeting and I get vulnerable and I get honest and I allow others to carry me and hold me and get me through it. And there's nothing I've had to use on, you know. There really is nothing in my life that I have to pick up a drug or a drink today to get through. This program holds me, it gets me through, and I'm eternally grateful. And I'm going to shut up now. Thank you.